Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Comte-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking 7 Habits of Future Millionaires.
Millennial Money with Shauna Comte-Game. It will expand your brain.
Okay, so not kidding you. Literally every time somebody works with me, probably one of their first 3 questions out of their mouth is, how do I hit the $1 million mark? And, you know, I almost play a game, right? Like, okay, is it going to be question number 1? Is it going to be question number 3? Oh, maybe it'll be question number 5. Like, where is it going to fall with this particular person? And it's usually somewhere around 1 to 2. But some people have, you know, kind of thought like, oh, maybe I shouldn't ask this question. Maybe it's sort of silly. And then they end up asking the questions. But inevitably, every single session, somebody asks that question. And
It's like we've made this $1 million mark out to be, you know, the end all be all, right? So if you hit this $1 million mark, then suddenly you're successful. You can buy all the wine, cheese, bread, Ferraris, big vacations. I don't know. What else do you buy with a lot of money? I don't know, but I would actually like to have that problem, wouldn't you? just for one day to have that problem. What in the world would I spend my money on? I'd probably just end up giving it away to everybody because that's what I like to do. I like to give to people. I like to give presents to people. And I probably wouldn't actually buy myself anything, which is complete irony. But anyway, the point is that, you know, I did a Google search today when I was preparing for this podcast, and there were over 65 million articles about how to become a millionaire, habits of millionaires. And I found that really interesting. I mean, that's a lot of articles, right? And some of the tips were super funny, and some of them were, you know, obviously more realistic. And everybody has their view on, you know, how to become a millionaire, right? Every millionaire that's become a millionaire has kind of got their like secret, their secret weapon or how this actually worked for them. But in reality, it really is usually a giant combination of lots of different things, lots of different habits, lots of different trial and error, dashed with some luck, right? With some unpredictability that, you know, somehow people have come together or some opportunity has come about or just something magical, mystical has happened that, you know, has kind of helped propel them forward. So there's all these articles, of course, about tips to become a millionaire, right? And you know, a lot of them, you know, it's really logical stuff, you know, it's saving your money, it's upping your 401k, it's making more money, it's not having any debt, you know, it's all of those practical things. But I thought, you know, it would be interesting to compile a list of, you know, habits of future millionaires that was kind of more from the emotional side, right? So habits that you can actually develop that help you along your financial path, whether you hit that $1 million mark or not, it doesn't mean anything. But these are just great habits to kind of help propel you forward, and habits that really have helped millionaires, you know, get to where they are. And I will tell you, when you hit that $1 million status, there isn't something, I mean, the skies don't part, right? There isn't like a giant, you know, leprechaun that comes down and gives you like this big pot of gold. You know, bells don't go off, you know, horns and sirens don't sound. I mean, there really isn't anything that happens like that. And yet we think that happens, right? We think like that one moment, suddenly everything is just going to be so much better, so much easier. And I will tell you, actually, probably contrary to what you think, I know a lot of millionaires, and a lot of them are super unhappy. A lot of them are not, they're not happy with their relationships. They're not happy necessarily with their career. They're not happy with the things they have. They're not happy with where they're at. And, you know, so just don't fall in the trap thinking that, you know, you have to hit that mark in order for you to be successful, in order for you to retire, in order for you to start your business, in order for you to have a better relationship, in order for you to buy whatever you want. You get where I'm going with this. So let's talk about these seven habits, all right? So number one is definitely a habit that I learned and developed really, really early on, right? When I was in college and I started my first business, and it is really to be a sponge. And what I mean by that is, it's things like reading at least 2 books a month. And this may seem like a lot, especially if you're super busy. And I don't have a lot of spare time that doesn't really exist in my schedule, but I always find time to read at least 2 books a month. And they could be all different, fiction, nonfiction, coffee table books, I mean, travel books. It could be absolutely any type of book that, you know, piques your interest. And maybe there's something that you want to learn about that you would never do as a career, right? But that, you know, is interesting to you. I mean, I read cookbooks. That may seem really weird, but somehow like reading a cookbook unlocks creativity for me. And I start thinking about, you know, my own business and how maybe I can do things a little bit more creatively just by reading recipes and looking at food. So you just never know what might spark your interest or might sort of take you to a different place. and teach you something new about the world or about culture, about people, whatever it may be. It doesn't matter, right? But I found, you know, when I read at least 2 books a month, something different happens with me mentally. I feel a lot less stressed out, and I feel more, you know, well-rounded, because we're all on social media all the time, right? And all we get are these like little itty bitty sound bites of things, and we don't seldom know the whole story. So going back, like taking time to read a book, not only does it just carve out time for you while you're not attached to your, you know, wireless device, not worried who's Snapchatting right now or whatever it may be. But it does, it helps you learn and be cultured about a lot of different things. Another thing is to ask questions. And I know a lot of people don't like to do this, especially like if you're in your young 20s and maybe just out of college. Like, I know a lot of people tend to just kind of go with the flow, but, you know, ask a lot of questions. Ask questions about everything to everyone. You know, it's one of the ways where you're really going to learn a lot. And then the next tip is something that I definitely learned, and I do this still all the time, and it is really, you know, hang out with successful people. Stand next to the smartest person in the room. Put yourself in situations where you're around people who are smarter than you, people who are successful. Learn from them, right? Ask them questions. Find out how they got where they got, or why they're so happy, or what's the secret to their relationship, whatever it may be. But I always say play with people that are smarter than you, and like really look at your group of friends that are around you. Like, are they supportive? Are they, you know, helping you get where you need to be? Or are you maybe in kind of unhealthy habits because of the people that are around you? And it's easy to do, right? It's easy to kind of fall into those traps. But really, if you want to kind of encapsulate the millionaire mindset, it is to be a sponge and to hang out with people that are way smarter, right? And always pick their brain. Okay, the next habit is really to keep an active to-do list. And this is, again, so easy, like as we get really busy, but millionaires really understand creating all sorts of goal lists. So at any point in time, I always have 3 short-term, which normally is a year or less, and 3 long-term, which is like a year to maybe 3 years, goals written out. And anytime I change a goal, I just take it off the list and put the new goal on, or when I accomplish it, do the same thing. But, you know, millionaires really understand that having these goal lists written out, they help you stay focused on what you should do and what you shouldn't be doing, right? So if you're just kind of like floating around and bumping around and, you know, day after day after day, and nothing seems to really be happening for you, try this. Try a goals list. It may seem really silly, but again, it is a tried and true proven habit that successful people, millionaires, I've done it myself. It really works to have these written. They've got to be written out. It just can't be in your head, because there's something that happens when you look at it, right? It's the same thing with like a savings goal or paying off debt goal, whatever it may be. If you can see that number, then you have something that you're working towards, and it gives you all sorts of crazy motivation, like to pass up that extra, you know, pizza night out or beers or whatever it may be, you know, so that you stay on track to that goal. Now, I will say with a caveat, please don't ever pass up the pizza night. I mean, pizza is just too good and life is just too short. It is the one thing that's super hard for me to say no to. Okay, anyway. And next we've got, and this is one that, this is really, I work on this one all the time. It's get ample sleep and rise early. So of all of these articles out there that I read, one of the common habits is that millionaires rise early. They get up really early. Like, I'm talking about like 4:30, 5 o'clock early. And for a lot of us, we'd probably pretty much rather do anything other than getting up that early. I try to be good. I try to get in good habits where I, you know, have a set time and I'm up at that exact same time every morning. But it's hard. It is really hard. So most people suggest, you know, that you're getting at least 6 hours of sleep at night. So you kind of want to back up from that, you know, make sure you go to bed, you know, at the right time. But getting up and rising early and starting your day before your day actually starts is proven that you can actually achieve a lot more in your day than versus when you're, you know, you come home at night, you're super tired, and then you don't want to do anything. You don't achieve anything. All you want to do is like sit on the couch and be a slug. And hey, I'm right there with you. There are plenty of days where I do that / really want to do that. But it's one of the habits of future millionaires. Interesting. They're probably off making money, you know, from like 4 to 6 or 7 when the rest of us are sleeping. Okay, another rule, another habit, I should say, is something called the two things rule. And I love this one. It's about being purposeful in your productivity, right? So not just going around and doing all these sort of random things, but being really purposeful in like how productive you are. And the rule says that every day, every single day, you should get rid of two things that are needless in your day, right? So let's say you're trying to lose weight, right? And soda is kind of like your habit, right? So cut down your soda intake in half. There's another example that I found, you know, like let's say there's a box of, you know, old papers kind of sitting in your room and it's just been sitting there forever, you know, take it, shred it, get rid of the box, but find two things every day that you can either cut out or eliminate. And what this does is it helps you be super purposeful and be super productive, right? Because you're cutting out all the nonsense that you don't really need in your life. This is something I actually started to do with Facebook because I found myself like, I wasn't even thinking. I would just go to Facebook and start looking. And I thought, this is ridiculous. Why am I even doing this? So I actually gave myself, I put myself on like a Facebook diet and I gave myself, you know, an allotted time that I can check Facebook. And then when I'm done, I'm done. And so most days I even go without even checking Facebook. I know this sounds ridiculous. It's ridiculous that we're even talking about this, but it's just to give you an example. So it's to find two things every day. It could be a little thing. It could be a big thing. It doesn't matter, that you can cut out or eliminate. All right. The next habit of future millionaires. This is not going to surprise you, right? It's side hustles. It's multiple sources of income. And man, I read so many articles and they all pointed to this. And this I know to be really powerful because of all of the really, really wealthy people that I have worked with, they have multiple sources of income. There isn't just one job. There isn't just one 401k or one retirement plan. There really are these buckets of wealth. And it seems to be kind of the number on average that most people have is three things, right? So whether they have, you know, real estate income from maybe a rental, maybe they have a side business or they have side business ownership, maybe they freelance. There could be lots of different ways that you get these multiple sources of income, and they don't all have to be these huge sources of income. But the point is that all of it helps you build, you know, build your savings, build these big buckets of wealth so that you can hit this millionaire status much faster than somebody who's just, you know, at one job and maybe getting a, you know, 3% raise every year. Not that you can't get there, right? It's just a lot harder. And so, again, on almost every single article I read, it pointed to some sort of side hustle business. Okay, next. And this is a more practical habit, right? And it really was understand how to budget. And I think, you know, the thing that if I can instill in you and teach you is that millionaires, they don't just budget, right? They understand their numbers every single day. They understand what's going on in their personal finances. They also understand how to be really resourceful. So times maybe where you're not super cash flow heavy, right? Where the bank account balance isn't exactly where you would want it. They know how to be really resourceful to find ways to do all the things that they normally like to do without spending a ton of money. And I've given you guys all sorts of tips about that. That's something that I do in my life is try to be super, super resourceful. So you know, you can make millions of dollars and you can spend millions of dollars and you can have nothing left, right? I see it all the time, all the time. It would surprise you, but all the time I see it. Or you can make, you know, a decent, nice living and retire with millions of dollars. You can retire, you can have so many lifestyle options that are far more, you could have far more lifestyle options than somebody who makes $1 million and spends it all, right? So again, I just want you to kind of like detach from the notion that to be a millionaire, you have to be making a ton of money. That is just such a myth and so not true. So, you know, I have tons and tons of podcasts over the last, you know, couple of years that I've been doing Millennial Money about budgeting, about my tips, about how you can do this in 20 minutes a month. You know, please, if you're struggling with this, go back and listen to some of those, even if you just need a refresher, because it's really easy to fall off course. And again, budgeting is not just for somebody who is just starting out, who doesn't have a lot of money. I mean, this is something that we all need to constantly evaluate. So I actually have a course called The Budget Breakthrough Bootcamp, How to Master Your Budget in 30 Days. And then what I'm going to do is for the month of January, I'm going to offer it to any of the podcast listeners for $29, and you get lifetime access to it. It is full with thousands and thousands of dollars of information that I use for clients on how to teach them how to master their budget, how to create an awesome savings plan, how to pay off debt. Lots of different tips and tools I have in there. So if this is something that you're interested in for the month of January, again, I'm reducing it down to $29. You can head over to ymmschool.com and the discount code is budget17, all one word. I'll put a link in the show notes. But again, you know, if this is something that you, you really want to get a handle on in 2017, I really encourage you to go over there. I'm going to be adding a lot of new modules to the course coming up this year. So you, again, you will have lifetime access to that. All of the new content that I create, that I put in the course, you'll be able to access. Okay. So our last habit of future millionaires, this is one I love. It's about being different and creating your own herd and not feeling like you have to do what everybody else does. And I think it's really easy, especially when you're starting out in your career, maybe even early 30s, and you're kind of fumbling around, like you're really trying to find your mark and your place. It's really easy to just kind of go with the herd, right? Just go with what everybody else was doing, go with what your coworkers are doing, go with, you know, maybe you're starting a business and you're, you know, competing with everybody else who is out there. But I really want to encourage you to follow your passions, because that is really one of the secret keys of millionaires, is they follow their passion and they follow it intently and intensely, and just kind of charge after what they love and what they also feel is their unique niche. And they're not afraid to be original. And this is something that you know, definitely has been a lesson for me. You know, being a certified financial planner, I have a master's in business, in finance, and everybody wants to put me in this box, right? They want me to just be this regular financial planner. And, you know, in the career of financial planning, it's pretty much all male and it's pretty much all over 50. Now, there are a lot of amazing women, there are a lot of amazing younger people, but that's just kind of the trend. And so there's like this, you know, this formula, you know, once you become a certified financial planner, for kind of how your career looks like. And I've always felt totally different from that, right? I'm creative. I have all of these ways that I like to express and teach about personal finance and teach about, you know, different things that I've gone through and teach about, you know, growing and launching your business. And it's taken me a long time to kind of find my way and to kind of push against, you know, the herd and say, no, this is who I am. This is what I'm about. This is what makes me different. So I just really want to encourage you to do the same thing, to embrace that. And, you know, I think that's going to help you go a long way towards, whether you hit the $1 million mark or not, who cares about that, right? But it's about being personally fulfilled and feeling like you're successful no matter what you're doing, no matter what your income is, no matter what your bank account says, all right? So there are seven habits, right? If we just do those 7 habits, maybe we all can be a millionaire. Again, not that it's all it's cracked up to be, but you know, there's definitely, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, the more money you have, the more options you have, the more lifestyle choices you have. There's no way for me to sugarcoat that. But again, I don't want you to just get stuck in this habit that unless you hit that mark, you're not successful and you're not worthy. As always, you can follow me on Snapchat at Shauna Game, Twitter at Shauna Game, and Instagram at millennial_money.